When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's only a matter of time before this poll question goes crazy. Will Nebraska be good?
Who's to say?
Somebody's going to – Nebraska fans are going to see it, and they're going to say yes. Hey, by the way, we talked about the A's not getting any people to go to their games, being outdrawn by 556 – at least 556 professional or semi-professional franchises in the United States.
That's right.
Did you see Mason, this is baseball Mason Miller, who plays for the Oakland A's, who's very good, very good at baseball.
Yes,
baseball Mason Miller, he was asked if he's going to do one of those cool pitcher-closer walkouts. You know, they got all the LED lights in the stadiums now, and they flash them, and they play a cool song, and they put the guy on the big screen. This is all started, of course, well... Pitcher closer entries have been a thing for a long time, but only just recently they started doing the things with the lights because they have the LEDs.
They can turn them off and on.
They can turn them off and on really fast. And I think it exploded, of course, with the Edwin Diaz trumpet deal a couple of years ago.
Eric Gagne first closer entrance that I remember.
I would go back to Trevor Hoffman.
Maybe that's the one I was trying to remember.
Trevor Hoffman's the first one I really recall being pretty epic.
Yeah.
And then Mariano obviously doing Enter Sandman was pretty epic. Like, the biggest closers have had really cool entries.
Right.
But now everybody's got one. James MacArthur has one now. I mean, I love James MacArthur. He's been a revelation to the Royals.
Yeah.
But James MacArthur has a walkout. He comes out to Chris Stapleton's white horse, and the lights flash on and on. It doesn't really work in a day game, by the way, but it does happen.
Do they still do it?
They still do it. Okay. They turn the lights on and off, and white horse still comes on. By the way, quick critique of my beloved Kansas City Royals. Turn the music up. Why is it so – I can barely hear Mike McCartney, who's doing the PA, and –
Really? Yeah,
I can't hear anything in the ballpark anymore.
Well, you know, they got to keep it down in that neighborhood. There's a lot of businesses and personal residences that they don't want to disturb.
Maybe they are sandbagging to get the new stadium.
Look, if we if we make this place seem like a dump, people will think it's a dump.
I mean, the A's are sandbagging.
They are.
Anyway, on Mason Miller, on his closer entry, he says he's not going to do one. Here's why. Quote, the lights might not come back on. He's worried that his own team's lights might not come back on.
It's really interesting that nobody on that team ever goes, you think like one day you'd just get like shelled, and after the game somebody would come up to you with a microphone and ask you a bunch of stupid questions, and you would just unload on ownership. It's only been in little things like that where A's players have been like, yeah, it's a real mess in here.
Yeah, they don't say it out loud a lot because I think everybody is pretty well aware of the situation. They're like, we don't really need to say anything.
You guys.
Because we put ourselves at risk of, I mean, they're sending guys down from the minor leagues for saying anything about the owners. They run quite the ship over there. Just got this tweet. Thank you. Little helmet tap here to Bill Brasky.
Bill Brasky.
Thank you, Bill Brasky. This is amazing. And I can't read the story in full because I am unfortunately not a member to WholeHogSports.com.
Wow.
But,
get on our level.
It appears
4 weeks for just a dollar, Connor.
I should support local journalism. I apologize for not. But it appears as if former Nebraska wide receiver commitment and former professional baseball player Monty Harrison, who I believe committed to Nebraska in the class of, oh boy, I'm going to say 2014, was committed to the class of Nebraska football 2014. And I should give you context here. That would have been the class that included the following. Oh boy, hold on. You gotta give me a second. Let me get there. He was recruited, of course, by John Garrison and Rich Fisher. The class that included the following people like Nick Gates, Tanner Farmer, Mikhail Wilbon, Zach Darlington, Chris Jones, Mick Stoltenberg, Joshua Kalu, DeMorne Pearsonell. This class basically would have played their entire career under Mike Riley. Their first 3 years, I guess, under Mike Riley. He is committed to play football at Arkansas now in 2024.
That's a walk-on. He played 3 years of Major League Baseball.
So, Monty Harrison, that makes him, if he was class of 2014 high school, that makes him 28 years old, right? If I'm mathing that correctly.
I would think so.
That makes him about in the neighborhood of 28 years old.
Yes, he is 28. He will be 29 in August.
He's going back to school. Will there be a vlog, I'm wondering? This is amazing news. I'm very excited about this. Congratulations to Monty Harrison, who is going to go play football at Arkansas this year. Wow.
Huh. Okay. There's a lot of weird things in that story.
Yeah, I really got to subscribe to the Whole Hog Sports because I got to read this story.
I read a very short story on the
on a different website,
Southwest Times Record.
You don't have to be subscribed to that to read
you
it?
You don't. You do also have to be subscribed to the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Too many subscriptions, man.
If you're Googling Monty Harrison this afternoon.
Look at that. How about that? That's very cool. Congratulations to Monty, and way to bring back the memories of yesteryear. The crossover class of Mike Riley and Bo Pelini. All right, we will return, get to the poll questions, tell you what to watch. What, Josh?
He played professional baseball for 3 years.
No, he's
going to be a walk-on in Arkansas.
He was scheduled to be a college football player.
I understand.
10 years ago.
He's old.
10 years ago. Poll questions. Tell you what to watch next on 1620 The Zone.
I'm a fabulous driver.
The Connor Happer Show.
I'm one of the best friends you could ever have in your life.
On 1620 The Zone.
I hate you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.